This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Melinda Russell was a free black woman born around 1812 in Washington County, Tennessee. Not much is known about her childhood other than her mother, who was one of the first group of slaves freed by a man from Virginia, died when Russell was young. In the 1830s, when Russell was around 19 years old, she traveled to Lynchburg, Virginia, in hopes of making her way to Liberia on the west coast of Africa, where a group of people she knew were planning to resettle. But by the time she arrived in Lynchburg, she was penniless, after being robbed by a fellow traveler. Fortunately, she found employment working for a Lynchburg family as a nurse and traveling companion. And it was during that time that Russell befriended a fellow free black woman who taught her how to cook. She also fell in love and got married and gave birth to a son. But after only 4 years, her husband died, forcing Russell to find work as a laundress to support herself and her son. Eventually, she was able to return to Tennessee, where she operated a boarding house on Chucky Mountain near Cold Spring, and later opened a pastry shop, which was quite successful. In 1864, the Civil War came to Russell's front door, literally. A gang of white men raided her home. She miraculously managed to escape with her son and headed north to Paw Paw, Michigan. When the war ended, she knew she wanted to return to the South, so she wrote and self-published a cookbook to finance the move. The book was titled A Domestic Cookbook. It was a slim volume of just 39 pages, but it contained 265 recipes, plus a brief history of her life and how she hoped to earn enough money to return to Tennessee. Most of the recipes in Russell's cookbook were for elegant desserts, like floating island, puff pastry, and rose cake, along with main course dishes like catfish fricassee, Irish potatoes with cod, and sweet onion custard. It didn't contain the soul food traditionally considered Southern. Instead, it included complex, cosmopolitan food inspired by European cuisine. The book also provided recipes for ointments and colognes, as well as household tips. Unknown to Russell, her cookbook preceded the only other known cookbook by a black woman, a former slave named Abby Fisher, by 15 years, making Russell the first African-American cookbook author in the United States. Tragically, within just a few months of her cookbook's publication, the town of Paw Paw was destroyed by fire, along with most of the copies of her book. Sadly, this is where the story ends. No one knows what happened to Melinda Russell after that fire. In 2000, a woman named Jan Langoni, an antique cookbook collector and the curator of American culinary history at the University of Michigan, acquired the only known copy of Russell's cookbook and spent years conducting extensive research to try to piece together the rest of Russell's history. But to this day, Langoni's efforts have been futile as she continues to ride what she describes as the seesaw of exhilarating hope and crashing disappointment, much like what we already know of the life of Melinda Russell.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.